It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader, joined this week by features editor Sally Scherer. This week, they begin with a big annual event, Scarefest.
Now in its 10th year, and this is down at the Lexington Convention Center. And it's kind of, we now have Scarefest in the fall, and then Comic-Con in the spring, very similar events, but this one has more of a horror, paranormal bent.
Right,
the
right.
The big marquee guest this year is Freddy Krueger himself. Robert Englund
Yikes.
Is going to be here. then keeping with that sharp theme, Danny Trejo from the Machete films is going to be here, and Barry Bostwick from the original Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And then just lots of other cosplayers and pop culture, this and that, a lot of things to do for people who love horror, paranormal.
And there are a lot of those folks, aren't there?
There are.
Yeah.
And things of that sort. But that is not the only film fest or film-oriented event we have this weekend. We also have another annual event with a bit of a bittersweet.
Yes. Unfortunately, that is true. The Harry Dean Stanton Fest is this weekend. Actually started last night at the Kentucky Theater. He died about a couple weeks ago. And at the Kentucky last night, they premiered Lucky, his latest and final movie. Also throughout the weekend, though, will be Paris, Texas, screening at the Kentucky Theater, his only starring role.
And that and Lucky, yeah, his only
right,
two starring
right.
roles.
And then there's going to be some other movies, but there will also be concerts. John Doe is going to be performing in concert at the Green Lantern. He was in Slam Dance with Harry Dean. Fool for Love, the Sam Shepard play, is going to be screening at the Central Library Theater. And then The Straight Story will be screened at the Kentucky Fun Mall. And they're going to actually unveil a portrait of him there, which I think would be a really nice thing for Lexington to have.
Right, a Harry Dean Stanton mural.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But aside from movies, there's a variety of other things happening, Rich.
There's a lot of music going on this weekend, too. The Lexington Chamber Orchestra is getting back in gear for their 2017-18 season. And this year they're doing two performances of each show. They're going to be at Tate's Creek Presbyterian Church, where they've been performing all of their first two seasons. But then they're going to do a second concert on Sunday afternoon at the Lyric Theater. And I believe that's true for all of their concerts upcoming.
Nice.
And Catherine Clark Nardalillo will be the soloist at this show. In a completely different vein, Eric Bolander, who is a high school art teacher by day, but musician by evening and other free time, will be debuting his second album out at the Burl. So that'll be a great show for him. And just a lot of other music and stuff going on around the area. Busy weekend.
Busy weekend again. Yeah,
nice
absolutely.
Fall weather to get out in.
Oh, perfect.
Rich Copley and Sally Scherer cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and Lexco.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.